The professional basketball team here in Arizona is under scrutiny. The NBA is investigating Phoenix Suns owner Robert Sarver after ESPN reported that he has a long history of making racist and misogynistic comments. ESPN's Baxter Holmes interviewed more than 70 current and former Suns employees who said Sarver created a toxic work environment ever since he took over the team 17 years ago. Martenzi Johnson is with ESPN's Undefeated. He wrote about the investigation in his latest piece. Martenzi, welcome. It's good to speak with you.
No, thank you for having me on, Peter. I really appreciate it.
Sure. So one of the most disturbing allegations here is that Robert Sarver repeatedly used the N-word to describe players on his own team. And at one point in 2016, the head coach at the time, Earl Watson, who's Black and also Hispanic, told him to stop very clearly. First of all, just how common was that kind of behavior inside the Suns organization?
Well, based on a report in the Baxter, that was the culture of the Phoenix Suns. Basically, Robert Sarver and maybe some of his associates saying highly questionable, highly flagrant things about African-Americans and women. In particular, N-word, the Earl Watson situation, which I think you said was the 2016 season. There was 2017. There were the early days of him buying the team in 2004, where multiple employees of the Suns said, yeah, I've heard Robert say this, or I've heard other people say Robert has said this. And Robert's basically saying, no, I didn't. So right. It seems a little rampant. I guess outside of a smoking gun, we can't prove that he said it, but it's turned into a he said versus he. Maybe she also said as well.
Right. And through a lawyer, Robert Sarver did deny most of the allegations and said he was shocked by ESPN's false reporting. On Thursday, after these allegations came out and after the game against the Houston Rockets, the Suns' current head coach, Monty Williams, who is Black, was asked about his boss, and he said this.
I find all of these things that are being said serious in nature, and, you know, these allegations are sensitive. Is an understatement. At the same time, they're just not clear yet.
So I want to get your reaction to that, because in your piece, in The Undefeated, you point out that asking Black Suns employees, like the coach and the players, to answer for Robert Sarver sort of ignores the root of the problem. Tell me more about that.
Yeah, so obviously, and just coming from Black by myself, like, we want to know how Chris Paul, how Devin Booker, how Monty Williams feel about the situation, because it impacts them directly, because these things were said about either them or people who look like them. So, of course, we want to know how this affects them. The same in, like, they can't do anything. Like, they can refuse to play, maybe, or Monty Williams can refuse to coach, but that's not going to change the toxic culture stuff. Like I said in the piece, ignoring the root of the problem is ignoring that this is a problem, as I said in the title, for white men to solve. This has to be the other NBA owners, which are pretty much 90% white men. This is for the NBA commissioner. This is for advertisers. This is for everyone else but the Black players. Like, they're subjected to this all the time. It sounds like Monty Williams, either just in the tone of his voice, he knows probably most of this is true. Even if he's never heard Robert Sarver say these things, he's interacted with that man enough to know that, yeah, this is either believable or this isn't believable. The only thing that's going to change is if other white men decide to finally do something about it, because if they don't, then it's just going to always be racist thing happens, Black people have to answer for it.
Let's get to that. Now, you mentioned Chris Paul, one of the stars on the Phoenix Suns. He is Black, but he was also a member of the LA Clippers in 2014 when the owner of that team, Donald Sterling, was banned from the league for making racist comments. And a reporter recently asked Chris Paul whether the situation with Sarver in Phoenix was similar to Sterling's investigation.
You know, situations are different. We dealt with that in that time when all that happened. I think right now, you know, we're not insensitive to everything that was said or whatnot, but, you know, we don't know all the details.
So in the case of Sterling, the NBA commissioner Adam Silver and its owners, they did step up. Sterling was forced to sell his team. Do you expect something similar to happen this time around? I mean, because you're talking about the white men who lead the league need to do something. They have in the past.
Right. If we're basing this off a precedent, we're saying that if with Donald Sterling, if an owner says something that is categorically racist against Black people and is so egregious that it embarrasses the NBA, then you have to take the team away from Sarver. So Silver has the power to either indefinitely or permanently suspend him or take the, you know, forbid him from being able to at least be in the building of the team and fine him up to, I think, $2.5 million. also in the bylaws by a 3/4 vote, which is what eventually I think happened with Sterling as well, the other owners can vote him out. But I think the main difference between Sterling and Sarver is there is no smoking gun in that there is no audio. We're not hearing this in Sarver's words. And he's able, through his lawyers, to say, well, I never said that, even though there's so many accusations against him. And so while, like I said, they do have the precedent to take the team away, something tells me this feels a little different.
Oh, there is some disconnect, though, isn't there, between what you see publicly, and I'm thinking of, you know, Black Lives Matter painted on the floors and what's happening behind the scenes.
Yeah, it's exactly that, where now allyship or support for social justice causes have become a PR thing, and they created these foundations to give money to social justice organizations. But a report came out even from ESPN back in November, right before the election, that shows that most of these NBA owners give to Republican causes. And at this point in 2021, I think we can definitively say that the Republican Party and Black Lives Matter do not mix together. So how can you give to one and give to the other as well? So that is the contradiction that you're pointing out here. And that's what I think a lot of people in that space of social justice have to navigate, where they probably know that the people giving them money don't truly care, but it's money, it helps, so you have to do it basically off of that.
Martenzi Johnson is a writer for The Undefeated, a publication of ESPN, talking about the organization's investigation into the Phoenix Suns owner, Robert Sarver. Thank you so much for your time, Martenzi.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Have a good one.